Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Now, this week, Facebook, Google and Twitter are set to appear in front of Congress. All three companies have admitted Russian entities bought ads on their sites in an effort to skew the presidential vote. Well, an annual report out by the Mozilla Foundation says globally, the internet has become sick. I asked Executive Director Mark Serman what symptoms the internet has been showing.
You know, elections are manipulated by sort of the nature of the internet. The sort of global trade wars are actually playing it on the internet. The EU just fined Google 2.4 billion euros just basically on a trade issue and an antitrust issue. So, you know, we're at a spot where we kind of feel like we've lost control of this thing and maybe it's taking us in a direction that we don't like.
The internet, in other words, has been infected by the problems that we all suffer.
You know, you put the world on the internet, you get the world's problems on the internet.
So what kinds of changes do we need to see then?
We actually need to take our agency back as consumers, as citizens, and say we actually want to have some say over how this works because we've really given that over to the tech companies. I do also think there is a role for governments in looking at where there's consolidation of power. Outside of China, for the rest of the world, there's five big tech companies who really run everything. And I think we're really getting to a place, and that's what the EU is calling at, where there's such concentration of power that we have to look at, does that break up? And, you know, do we need that to open markets? Which I think we do.
Now, you talk about people taking back agency. So here's my iPhone. The previous one dropped down the toilet. I can tell you that made me feel very, very free indeed. What can I do with this thing that gives me more control?
Well, I think there are two layers of it. One is just personally making choices that keep your information safe. But the other is actually, I think we do need a social movement around these issues. And so in the same way it took people waking up in the 70s and 80s and saying, you know, the environment matters. Maybe you don't see it, but, you know, we want green products. We want regulation. So be demanding of the tech companies who serve us and ask your governments to do the same.
Mozilla's Mark Serman.